Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, this is a Jackie J production. Match view, doll. Subscribe and review, please. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my neck out, cream it and serum it. Use code MATCH if you got it. Find out how hard you gotta cream it. It's yup, yep. It's yup, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what you just did right now, that song you just sang, I'm like...
I know, right? Isn't it amazing? Wasn't it so inspiring?
I've had an emotional year.
Yeah.
And it all just...
flooded back.
Right now. Just like...
You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Natribute. Welcome to Natribute, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh and have fun and cream. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most hands and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. There are a couple asterisks there. I don't have bangs anymore. But I'm keeping it in because it is my moniker at this point. I'm not going to take it out. Anyway, welcome to Natribute. My guest today is a returning guest. One of my most frequent guests, actually.
Is that true?
You did. Remember you did all those minis?
Yeah.
But you haven't been on since 2019. And a lot has gone down since then in the makeup world, in the professional makeup world. We have a lot to discuss. A good... dear friend of mine, as well as a professional Hollywood makeup artist, here to answer the honey's questions, which I got a bunch of, and update us on everything makeup related. Please welcome returning guest Edwin Monson to Natribute. Welcome, Edwin.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I've missed everyone.
You've missed all honeys.
I've missed you. I feel like in quarantine, we're like two ships passing in the night. I come in and groom Ben at 3 a.m. and
yes,
like
that's true, with like 7 masks on. I was literally a zombie when you did that.
You look beautiful still.
I was like, Ben.
I'd let you haunt my halls.
Oh, good.
100%.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming back, Edwin. You have not been here since 2019. Since you've been here, a lot has changed on that show. There are now intro questions that I ask every guest. And you haven't answered them.
Really?
So you're going to answer them now.
Okay.
The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, my skin is normal to dry in the winter and then normal to oily in the summer. So it changes about halfway through the year.
That is from a professional who has worked in retail and knows exactly what is on the labels.
Yeah, very that.
That was a very thorough answer.
Very that, yeah.
We appreciate it. Okay, you're not sensitive, would you say?
I'm not sensitive, no.
Yeah.
I could take a sander to this.
Yes, same.
And I'll walk out like a polished rock.
Yes.
It'll be great.
I put on this vitamin C this morning, and I remember just thinking, a lot of people probably couldn't handle this, but it went on like nothing to me.
Meanwhile, I'm like, you think I could buy a pressure washer at Home Depot
yes.
and like press it into my skin?
I would love that. Maybe wear goggles, though, just because I don't want eyeballs coming out.
No. We got to keep those fresh.
Keep those eyeballs
I
fresh.
I need those for work.
Do you remember, Edwin, I'm excited for this answer because I'm imagining it is something of your beautiful, glamorous mother's, but do you remember the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
Yes. For me personally, I did theater growing up, and my mom, everybody got like the Ben Nye cream.
Oh,
kits.
Yeah. Honey, we had the Ben Nyes.
If you grew up doing any kind of theater, you got a Ben Nye cream kit.
That's right, honey. We got the black. We have the white. We have the tan. We have the red, honey.
It's rotted, and you got to put it on with the stiffest sponge.
It smells so bad, too. Who knows how long that shit was in the theater room before you got there? I don't know, but I used it.
I knew they weren't fresh.
This was a pre-COVID world, honey. We shared our Ben Nye pops.
Honey, there are things that I did then that I wish I could still keep as habits today. Like, I used to, and this gives you an idea of when I started doing makeup, yeah. Right? We used to use as palettes, mm-hmm. like little hand palettes or character palettes that we would use while applying makeup. We used to use old mixed CDs that we just did not care for.
Oh, wow.
And so you would just put your makeup
on your
like CD.
You were like Bob Ross.
Yes, because
you had just a little, what are those called? Artist
it's a palette.
Palettes.
It's a palette, yeah.
The original palette was a Bob Ross art palette.
Yeah, except mine was a CD.
Oh, my God.
And we would put our contour, our highlight, our cream color, whatever colors we needed to use, and just put it all, swatch it all on
would
there.
Would you ever get those free AOL, 60-minute free AOL discs? Yeah, you just
would
go to Best
I
Buy
ever.
And load up.
Oh, my. They used to hand out CDs. Like, it was nothing.
Yes.
I used to get, like, the Gemtone CD, rewritable ones that were, like, so cute.
Me too.
I was into writing mixed.
Honey.
Mixtapes. I started with mixtapes.
Yes.
And then I went into mixed CDs.
Mixtapes were harder because you'd have to wait for a song to come on the radio, and then you'd have to record it off the radio.
What's that show? Name that tune. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure.
Shazam.
Anyways, no, there's a show.
Yeah.
There is a competition
I know. There's
show.
Beat Shazam is one.
Yes.
With Jamie Foxx.
I.
Go on there.
Would kill.
Go.
I would because I.
Okay. I'm going to play it with you right now. Ready? So you have to name the song.
You have to give me like the first couple, like,
okay, some people. What is it, Edwin? Do
Alicia
you know?
Keys.
Yes,
I'm like, listen, I know Alicia Keys. No, I'm talking about I will know a song by the first couple, like,
oh, right,
chimes and
like,
beeps.
Banana.
And I'm like, record,
yes,
because you had to,
yes,
in that
you had
time.
To be quick.
If you didn't know within
if
5 seconds,
if you missed the first beat of Baby One More Time, throw the fucking cassette
throw it all
in the
away.
Trash,
you have to start over.
It's out.
Let's hope they play it next hour.
Oh, they will. They will, honey. Okay.
So my mom did not want me to use that Ben Nye cream product because it was just so heavy and you'd have to remove it with cold cream. So I went to the MAC counter.
Oh, man.
And I went to the MAC counter and I got matched with, my first product was like Studio Fix powder.
Yes.
Or like a powder, whatever mm-hmm. their powder foundation was at the time. And honey, I never felt so fish.
That's
I was
right.
just like, look at this. Hi, pores who?
Did you not know me. It? Did you have any inkling that you would be a professional makeup artist at that point or no?
Absolutely not. I was entertained by makeup. In high school, I took every arts class that I could take, like visual, fine.
Were you sculpting naked people and shit?
No.
Yeah.
I was doing...
Because I know in Orange County, I don't know, that might be a thing.
We're not that progressive.
Okay.
No. I did learn how to do some really cool stuff, but no, they weren't doing nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Wouldn't that be wild?
I would be down.
Yeah.
Honestly, let's teach human relations and consent in grade school. So
yeah.
That,
and honestly, also anatomy.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on with my damn body because I grew up in Texas and they didn't teach a shit.
I mean, I can probably tell you because I did take that course.
Yeah.
But all I could literally tell you is what your anatomy does.
Yeah.
Like, beyond that, you don't necessarily know anything. When you were taught sexuality, you were just like, this is it. This is what it does. This is what happens if you can get an STD. Figure it out.
Like on Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And then he goes, okay, everybody grab some condoms. Remember?
There you go.
Listen, we all turned out pretty good.
So that was my
what.
First makeup product.
Yeah.
My first makeup product, like for my mom, I recently had this repressed memory. There's these accounts on Instagram that basically are nostalgia accounts for
like 90s
early
makeup.
Aughts or 90s.
Oh, honey, why don't you send me that? I need that
I will
account.
Send it to you right now. And they post commercials. So I remember making my mom buy this Maybelline Wet Shine
lipstick. I had that.
And it was like this frosted.
Wet Shine Diamonds, honey.
Yes, moist. Wet.
Yes.
Diamond shine.
Glimmer, honey.
Hydrating.
I had that. I bought everything the TV told me to buy.
Everything.
I bought that CoverGirl. I bought
and
that Maybelline.
And if they sold this lipstick today, I'd fucking buy it. And people would love it.
Yeah.
Like, because
don't you think they have something similar on the market now?
Sure. But it's going to be like, in a liquid lipstick.
Right.
Like, I just don't feel, I don't know. Frosted lips were such a vibe in the 90s and early aughts. And you just cannot find that, like, pink parfait frosted white lipstick
anymore. I had one called Trailer Trash.
Oh, wow.
Great name.
Oh.
By Hard Candy.
Hard Candy.
It was so amazing. I'm going to Google it. It's literally the best color. It's the color that my clit is. It's like the best color that exists. It's frosty fucking pink, almost white.
Ooh.
Honey.
All right.
Yes.
She's a quartz.
She sure is. Okay. I was going to ask you if you think I should get Geek Squad protection on my new TV.
Oh, always.
Is it an upsell or should I do it?
Always get protection on anything you buy. I would say read through what it actually covers and what it protects and see if that aligns with things that could possibly happen to you. But yeah, I usually go with Geek Squad because you can extend the warranty before it expires.
That's what they asked me.
That's my shit.
Okay,
baby.
Good.
I love that.
That was my instinct. I always get extended Apple Care because you never know what's going to happen to your shit.
I will suck life out of that warranty.
Macs just stop.
Yes.
My last Mac, I was literally just typing on it and it goes died.
Cool. Great.
Luckily, I had the fucking Apple Care and they fixed it up. But if I didn't have that, I would have had to buy a whole new computer.
A warranty to me, I love an additional fee. When I rent a car, I get whatever insurance policy.
Okay.
I don't care. I'd rather not problem solve later down the line.
Yes.
So I'm like, if it costs me $10, $50, $100, whatever.
Yes.
I'd rather not have to deal with this later.
Okay, good to know. I'm going to get it because of you. My last question is, this is an attribute after all. What is the most beautiful thing about you, Nedwin? What is the most beautiful thing about you, Edwin? What could it be? What could it be?
Lately, I would say it's my ability to look for a silver lining in all situations.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And it has been a very challenging year for so many of us.
Yes.
But like, I would just be in such a depression if I did not find a silver lining to anything.
Yes.
I'm like, how can I spin this for myself?
Yes.
Not for anyone else. How can I spin this so that I feel better about is going on around us because it is.
You can cuss on Attribute. Don't worry.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I don't
know
if you know.
This isn't syndicated?
Honey, no, not yet. I wish. Kelly Clarkson, move over, honey.
Baby.
but no, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah. I'm like, you just have to be able to find a silver lining or have a friend that knows how to find a silver lining or be that friend for somebody else because it's been a rough year for all of us. We've all come out of this a different person than we went in.
Yes. Some of us have much thicker butts.
Babe, you've been looking voluptuous.
Thank you.
Peloton.
The core hits us all in a different way.
The core hit me like a bag of bricks.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Listen,
because you see the silver lining.
I mean, the silver lining was I lost 20 pounds. The dark cloud was I lost 3 family members.
Yeah.
But listen, I lost 20 pounds and that's what I'm going to focus on.
it was a really difficult year and a lot of people lost someone and they're mourning a person is impossible when you are isolated and when you cannot gather and be with your family.
That was possibly the most difficult part of quarantine, I would say, is somebody who's very close to me who's in a coma and about to be taken off life support.
And no one can go in and say goodbye.
No one could. COVID is horrifying. It's very unfortunate for the people who lost loved ones who didn't get to say their goodbyes. I was very, very, very fortunate in that I was able to. But otherwise, oh my gosh, it's just been a year.
It sure has.
But I think we made it.
We are here, honey.
We made it past the snap.
We're here.
So.
We're queer. we're putting on cream. It's all going down.
The brands may have taken the rainbows off their social media, but we haven't.
That's true. Nope. Forever and ever, honey. Speaking of your career. My first question, Edwin, and this was a sharp pivot from what we were just discussing, but what was it like being a makeup artist during this pandemic? Can you just let the honeys know, could you work? Did you work? If you did work, what did it look like compared to what it quote unquote normally looks like? Peel a curtain back for us. I'm imagining you took a hit.
I took a hit.
As we all did.
We all took a hit.
Yes.
I took a hit. I was on a
show. Casper pulled all their fucking ads away.
Where they're like, oh, people are getting sleep. We don't need to advertise that.
Well, they were like, away? You We're not going anywhere. Nobody's buying luggage right now. Ads were light last year.
Jokes on them. I bought luggage last year.
Look at you.
And it wasn't away. Yeah. Because they didn't advertise on Naturally.
There you go. Take that.
No. So, yeah, I took a hit. I was on a show that probably would have gotten me the amount of days that I needed to get into the union. Mm-hmm. I'd probably be in the union by now. Yeah, everyone took a hit. Everybody was on something that was like really going somewhere. And
right.
then like just overnight. Snatched.
Yeah.
Snatched off our heads. So, yeah. Coming back was a little scary. Coming back because...
You're so in somebody's face.
You're so in someone's face.
You can't socially distance makeup.
You really can't. And I also can't apply makeup to a mask. Where talent has to have no mask on, that means we have to double and triple our protection.
Yeah.
So, there was a point at the beginning of quarantine where we were like... wearing a KN95 mask,
yeah.
which only came in white because the ones that came in black weren't actually KN95. Like, I was wearing a KN95 mask, a fabric mask in a dark color on top of
Yikes.
It because the white reflects onto your shield. And if you're a makeup artist who requires on your vision the ability to see to do your job, then you have this huge white, like, white glare.
Oh, right.
So I had to put on a fabric. I was wearing double masks plus a shield. Plus, the regulations weren't even really set for a while.
Right. And this is after a few months when Hollywood tried to open back up and shoot as around COVID
things
as much as possible.
Things opened up, I felt, a little too fast.
Yeah.
I saw some things opening up in August. I did some smaller things. I didn't actually return to a production, a full thing, until November. And very fortunate, I was working under Kat Bardot and... If there's
anything,
I mean, friend of the pod, but also Kat Bardot is just such a stickler for hygiene,
mm-hmm.
for cleanliness,
she
for
was
sanitization.
Pre-COVID. She is a clean freak, and she would respect the word freak in that
when
regard.
When I tell you, I look at her Instagram posts every day to know what the COVID numbers are, because I don't even bother Googling it. I know she's posting it daily. And that's what really made me feel comfortable going back to work.
Yeah.
And that's what made me feel comfortable being in an enclosed environment with people, and because we still have to use a trailer.
Right.
But Kat made sure that we had... two huge industrial filters,
mm-hmm.
and that we had the doors open as much as possible so we can get some airflow. We had all non-porous surfaces.
And then wasn't everybody on the production having the quarantine together so nobody could go out and like lick somebody's asshole and get COVID and bring it in? Like everybody had to be stuck together.
Essentially, we're in a bubble for filming. So
yeah.
we would have to be in a hotel. We could not leave the premises unless it was like to go to set, in which case you had to drive yourself and you couldn't even get gas. Like you had to stock up.
Wow.
Like you couldn't do
anything. They didn't want you to go to the gas station and suck somebody's dick in the bathroom.
They didn't even
COVID,
want you. No, they didn't want you to touch a pump.
Yeah.
They didn't want you to touch a pump and get COVID.
I don't know why I go straight to like the sex, but yes,
well,
you can easily breathe on somebody. Because
you're
station.
Looking directly at me and you know I'm trying to suck.
No. Yeah. Same, honey. You know, we do our best.
No, it's just like, everybody took the necessary precautions and it really made me feel comfortable going back to work.
But it's still scary.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It is horrifying. But thankfully, this COVID affects everybody, baby.
Yes.
And so...
It takes down everybody.
Everybody had to take it seriously and that was helpful.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad production is moving again. You're booking. You're doing makeup on people.
Yes.
You're out there.
We're getting it back into it, whether we like it or not.
That's true. What have you been gravitating towards lately in terms of products and brands? We want to know the hot goss. Is there anything since the past 2 years since you've been here that you're like, this is my go-to? I use this on everybody. This is what I'm really feeling right now.
I've really been enjoying House Labs products.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to be that person. I'm on very little people's PR. Like,
uh-huh.
I at most get artist replenishment, which means I generate a list of products that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And if they happen to have them, or if they happen to have spares of any of those products, then they'll give them to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm low on the tier, baby.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable.
Same,
I'm comfortable
know?
There.
It is what it
I'm
is.
Comfortable in that spot. But everything dried up. at the beginning of COVID. And one of the brands that did not dry up, and there's two, Ritual Defeat, which I love their products.
Mm-hmm. They're expensive.
They're expensive, yeah. But you know, they did some really cool stuff in that they do these moon launches, and every time they would do a moon launch during COVID, it would benefit a different charity. So like they would create these specific launches that would benefit a charity, and they would launch during a moon. And it was kind of
that's
really
what you meant by moon. I wasn't going to ask.
They were like little moon launches, and it was like so fun and very on brand for Ritual Defeat. But House Labs also added me to their PR list, and I started, at first I was a little skeptical. I'm just like, oh, another celebrity brand. Mm-hmm. Thrilling.
For those who don't know, it's Lady Gaga's makeup brand.
Mother Gaga.
Yes. And it's H-A-U-S. Yes.
Yes. House. Yes.
House. Honey.
Her products are pretty excellent. Yeah. I love all the eyeliners, especially the felt tip liner. It's one of my favorite liners, hands down.
Wow.
I like that it's readily available. You can purchase it on her website.
Don't they? Isn't it like on Amazon? Like it's the whole line?
So that's where it's smart. Just people don't necessarily want to support Amazon, which I understand, which is why it's available on her website if you wanted to purchase through her directly. Otherwise, it is very accessible on Amazon. You can need an eyeliner by Friday, and if you want to order on Wednesday, you'll get it in time.
Right.
Like,
and so who doesn't need an eyeliner by Friday? I do.
She's one of the top celebrity brands out right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't heard anything about it really, so this is great information. Everybody's talking about Rare right now. People love Rare.
Listen, I would love to try Rare Beauty.
What about Halsey? She's got one now.
I reached out to Rare and About Face.
Oh, wow.
And Radio Silence,
crickets,
Mama.
Honey.
Cricket. I could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
I
can relate.
Baby. I've never had a slower rejection.
Oh, man.
I'm sure they're beautiful products.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do absolutely
still. The Rare looks gorgeous.
Rare looks gorgeous. Yeah. The complexion looks gorgeous from Rare. I really am. About Face was very exciting to me because I love a liquid shadow and I love a high impact color and mixability within those products. So I love the concept of those little liquid shadow sticks that you
really
could use
cute.
It however you want. I love that in theory. Rare Beauty seems to have beautiful coverage with not a lot of heaviness on the skin or even the appearance of too much coverage. So I think celebrities are really hitting the beauty space hard.
They're up in their shit.
And they
because
know,
if they know they'll get dragged if their shit sucks.
Listen, post Rihanna, you can't fuck around.
That's right. She
you
stepped
cannot
that,
fuck
she
around.
She stepped that game up so hard
she
now.
She upped the fucking beauty game. And she said, hair care, what's up? I'm next.
Oh, they have sunscreen. Her whole skincare line is out now.
No lie. Actually, yo, Rihanna was good. Like, I used the Fenty night cream every night. Kyle, my boyfriend, who, like, when I met, had a 3-in-1.
Yeah.
Like,
you've changed his life.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that Fenty fat water and the night cream, we use it every night. It's, like, our favorite part of skin.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it's the best skincare in the world,
yeah.
but does it smell good? It doesn't make my skin feel delicious? Yeah.
Hey, that's all we want.
That's all I want.
Yes.
I'm at an age where I'm like, yeah, you might get rid of wrinkles, but like, how do I feel?
Yes.
What's the ritual? Like?
Yes.
That's why Tatcha for me is like one of my favorite skincare brands forever and always because Tatcha is such a ritual. And
oh, honey.
The scent and the experience of Tatcha makes you want to do it every day.
No, I'm telling you, it is sensual.
Oh my gosh. It smells
so delicious. I just opened the cream in the blue jar. What is that one? The water cream?
The indigo cream or the water cream?
The water cream.
The water cream.
Oh, man. It's so nice. That's what I'm using for daytime right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And water cream works well on any skin type. It's just, obviously, if you're dry, you want to get something a little more hydrating, like the dewy. But like the water cream, it just looks so good. It is like a physical representation of a glass of water for your skin.
Oh, man.
And it just kind of gets everything nice and juicy looking.
Tatcha is a real one.
Tatcha is the realest.
The Dewy Luminous Skin Mist. I mean, it's... If I was going to a desert island and they were like, bitch, you can only grab 4 things forever, I would have to get a giant thing of that.
I would bathe in it and then get a hella sunscreen from Supergoop. Just like a Supergoop pool of sunscreen that I could just
Well, I feel like these are
into.
Automatically renewing in my mind. Like you get 5 things and that's all you can bring.
Oh, so we're saying infinite resources.
Yeah,
like,
so
what are the infinite resources on our deserted island?
Right.
Yeah.
Tatcha.
A Supergoop. Pool,
yeah.
Or like a mist, perhaps.
It would be so convenient every morning to just dip in the Supergoop pool and emerge fully covered.
Like a milk bath.
Yes.
But, but covered in mineral sunscreen.
Yes. A goop bath.
Guys,
Gwyneth, be careful.
Hey.
We don't want her calling us. I have a question, Edwin. We're talking about skincare right now. What is the importance of skincare in regards to how your makeup applies? It's extremely important, right?
It is incredibly important. If you do not have a good base, if you do not have a good canvas to work on,
yes,
anything is like silk on asphalt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, yeah, you can take the most beautiful, luscious foundation, but if it's sitting on dead skin that's just now having its first glass of water for a week,
yeah,
then guess what? Anything's going to roll off of it and look horrid.
Yeah.
So really, like, skin is more important than what you're putting on top.
Yeah.
I would sooner cheap out on a concealer, on a foundation, than a skincare product.
Yeah.
Unless it's a skincare product that is cost effective and also really, really delicious. So great. But like, right. It's so important. And I find that a lot of people will tell you, if you have good skin, you don't need a primer. If you have good skincare, you don't need a primer. I use primers a lot less. I now use primers to address like targeted concerns, mm-hmm, but otherwise I feel like I'm getting what I need as far as like smoothing and hydrating from my skincare.
Yeah.
I don't really necessarily use a primer unless I have somebody who I know is for a fact oily,
yeah,
or I know for a fact likes a little more hydration, or maybe foundation slips off of them. Either way, skincare is a non-negotiable.
When Edwin does my makeup, you would think that I would use it as a blueprint for when I do my own actual makeup. He shellacks the cream on me. And you put a thick eye cream.
Yeah.
And you sit there and really work it in.
Work it in, baby. Yeah. I love a lot of things that you find yourself being immediately insecure about. Most people, it tends to be fine lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first signs of aging. And it's one of the first things you notice when you smile. And it's one of the first things that comes up in pictures. Dehydration, babe.
Yeah.
Dehydration. Get that eye area nice and supple and get a little bit of SPF in there if you can. So many of your problems, or you can just keep aging at bay for so long just by having a really good eye cream and some sunscreen.
You're renewing my faith.
Yeah. I say that, but I'm still like a lazy person and I haven't left my house for a year. So
yeah.
Like, do I put on sunscreen? Absolutely. I have to. Otherwise, I...
Well, you said something. Do you remember when we did that Clubhouse thing a few months ago?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You said it takes 5 years for sun damage to hit.
I
feel like every day I look in the mirror and I'm like, there's 2011. Like, I'm like, you know what
you're
I mean?
Like,
I'm
there
like,
she
it's
is.
Slowly coming. It's, yeah. And I know that's less than more than 5 years, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, hi, forehead spots.
By the time you're angry about it, it's well past the time you have something to do about
right.
it. So it's like, yeah. Embrace it.
Jesus, that's your take the wheel.
That's your roommate now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's here to stay and she ain't paying rent.
She ain't paying rent.
No.
She ain't paying rent.
Not
she ain't putting
this
out.
Market.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have some Honey's questions, but first I want to ask my last question. I know there are so many people listening. There might even be non-binary honeys. There might be men honeys. There might be honeys that really are curious about skincare.
Yeah.
Or makeup, mm-hmm, but they don't know where to start. You know, you got Ben on makeup now. You got him on Menergy.
Listen, because that HD powder is so forgiving.
Yes. And that
if you don't know how to do anything else,
right,
just buffing some of that on your skin right immediately takes
but
off
also,
so much.
The concealer looks like a lipstick. It looks like a chapstick.
It looks like a chapstick.
So
it's very tactical.
So if anyone out there is feeling insecure about having the products on them for whatever reason, nobody would even know.
Nobody
and everyone
would even
deserves
know.
Concealer.
Here's the thing. Everyone deserves whatever makes them feel better about
yes
themselves. And that's the bottom line.
Yes.
If you feel a little bit of concealer will make you feel better about yourself in your day-to-day life, rock the fucking
yes
concealer. And anybody who gives you shit, fuck them.
Tell them to subscribe to Nash View and shut
tell
them
to subscribe. But like, as RuPaul says, unless they ain't paying my bills, I am paying them. Fuck, what is he saying?
I don't know, but it
let's
sounds
rewind.
It sounded really
basically
empowering.
If they're not paying your bills, don't pay them attention.
Right.
Don't pay them attention.
Yeah.
And that's fair. But yes, you can identify however you feel you should identify. And there's probably a makeup product that will get you to where you want to be. If that's what you're interested in. I don't wear makeup for my day to day. Fourth of July. I was just like, well, I'm going to be poolside.
That's right.
Let me slap on a little bit of base and a little bit of bronzer. And that's what makes me feel better about being at a party and being poolside against these freaking gorgeous models.
I mean, truly, this party that Edwin was just with me at this damn party. I think this was the hottest culmination of humans I've ever seen at that party. And I've been to this party for 7 years in a row.
Yeah. I think I've been like maybe 2 or 3 years now. And every year I'm just like,
who are these people?
Who cast this party?
Do you remember when that couple with the two mullets came in?
And everyone stopped?
Oh, they looked like you typed into a computer. Can you make the two coolest people that have ever existed enter? And they shot out like a 3D printer.
And then she had the nerve to pull out a sequined bathing suit.
Yeah, it was
so
tiny.
I mean, she already looked so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she put on these pasties of a bathing suit.
Oh, it was like
completely sequined.
The tiniest slivers of a triangle top and a tiny little...
Just a little boop.
Just barely covering the tiny little pussy.
It barely covered the pubic mound. Truly. Nothing
but
was...
But she looked incredible.
Oh, my God.
And the boyfriend was like a Stranger Things...
He looked like the wedding singer and I was...
80s realness. No, they both were literally like the... Everybody at that party just was so
at that party
cool.
was beautiful. And I knew everybody at that party was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I said
that bronzer on.
I said to myself... Put on a little bit put on a little bit of bronzer.
I put on this damn spray tan. I was like, I can't be rolling into this party.
And then you looked delicious.
Thank you. I pulled it together.
And the proof is in the pudding.
It sure
Look
is.
Look at those photos.
That's
Hardly.
That's right.
That is basically a raw image.
It is a raw image. I didn't even edit it. And I edit my photos notoriously.
I mean, everyone does.
Who doesn't?
Hello.
Okay. I was going to ask you. What are some easy makeup products to start with? Light coverage, easy use, off the top of your head, maybe super accessible for people who want to get into makeup but are a little shy for whatever reason.
So a lot of times I find when people are looking to get into makeup, it's because they want to cover something up, right?
And which we all do, honey.
Which we all do.
We've all made some mistakes.
I'm a huge fan of concealer. And concealer, you can get a lot done with concealer. Mm-hmm. There have been times where I have forgotten to pack foundations. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got to do work.
I've worn concealer as eyeshadow.
Concealer can do so much. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Elf makes a concealer with a white top that's hydrating
and it's cheap,
six freaking dollars.
Yeah,
I used it today for the first time, did not budge, and looked so gorgeous.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
what is a dupe? What would be like the expensive product?
That's the dupe of Shape Tape.
Shape Tape, oh shit, because I use real Shape Tape and it's incredible.
I have it in the car, I'll show it to you.
Yeah,
it is so comparable.
Use that on your job today,
and didn't she look good,
honey? And Edwin did a big job today,
and I was just like, I just want to try out this concealer.
You're slapping cheap concealer on this very famous woman that you did her makeup today.
I put some expensive skincare first.
That's right.
Listen, I'm not going to cheap out on what's getting like the most absorption into your skin. A good canvas allows you to do a $6 concealer and have it look like a $60 concealer.
Yes. I'm getting that. Why not? I'll never turn down a damn concealer.
I would carry it in my purse for $6. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you could get like five colors and do a whole face, do
literally.
The contour, do everything.
And really, once you learn how to manipulate concealer, the rest of makeup really just will click into place.
Yeah.
Because with concealer, it's a lot of blending and maybe tapping and just like whatever you got to do to get it to blend in with your skin tone. And if you can understand that, you can basically translate that to most other things when it comes to makeup. The most important thing is blend.
Yes.
Blend.
Blend, honey.
And
blend like the wind.
Truly, if you can see it, let's step 5 feet back.
Yeah.
If you can see it, keep working.
Keep blending.
Yeah.
Does this e.l.f. concealer blend easily? Because I'm trying to help my honeys out.
Beautifully.
Okay, good.
I'm actually really genuinely impressed with this concealer. Am I going to say it's the fullest coverage? No, but I'm
that's
not
good for a beginner.
I'm not looking for the fullest coverage these days. I can build up a coverage if I need to.
Yeah.
But like, I just want consistent.
Yes. What if you want a concealer that literally will hide a body for you? Like a coverage. What do you use? Just curious.
I use Danessa Myricks. And it's a concealer slash foundation. And that stuff will hide a dead body.
Yeah.
Like fully. And, yeah. And it is just,
and it won't tell where you buried it.
No, yeah. It really won't. Like it's got your back, mm-hmm. and female owned. She's mm-hmm. now carried at Sephora.
Danessa very nice. Marks
is very much killing it. We love to see a black female owned business.
We sure do.
Getting promoted and doing well.
And you know, because she's a black woman, that she knows the shades have got everybody.
All you need to do is follow Danessa Myricks on Instagram and look at the skin she does, yeah. and you will just click add to cart.
Right.
It is
will be
just
a very smart purchase.
So beautiful. And I honestly haven't tried a product of hers that I did not enjoy. She's like more so known for, she has these basically like paint tubes. That you can use as multiple use products.
Caroline Moss has brought them up to me multiple times.
They're so incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing with them on Sunday because I'm doing Caroline's makeup.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll see how, like, we planned it during the mini episode.
Dude,
and we're doing, well,
we're neighbors now.
That's true, but that's the thing. One time I did Catherine's makeup and it was so bad. But that was a few years ago. I think I've gotten a lot better.
First of all, you always look beautiful.
Thank you.
But I feel like, yes, of course
it's gotten better.
Like, yeah.
But doing someone else's makeup is so hard. It's so different.
I swear, doing makeup on other people, I could do it in my sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
Doing it on myself, I go like paint by numbers.
Yeah.
I'm so slow.
See, I'm the opposite because I'm not a professional makeup artist and you are.
It's different, but you do get a hang of it eventually and you will get better at it. It's mostly confidence.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
Well, babe. I'm good at that.
Hey.
That's my whole brand.
I'm just forgetting to make it.
That's
so
true,
if anybody
too.
Knows anybody.
Same. Okay. Would you like to hear from the honeys? These are questions from the honeys.
I would love to
yes,
hear from
of course,
the
because the honeys love you. You love the honeys. I just want to say thank you to Crystal, Trisha, Lauren, Natalka, Lori, Carrie, and Carrie. Yes, two Carries, both K-E-R-R-Y, for
Ooh.
Your questions. I asked the Jackie J Patreon for questions. Thank you, Patreon. First question, the makeup / beauty industry is constantly pushing out new products. What product do you keep going back to after trying what is supposedly the latest and greatest? Great fucking question.
That is a beautiful question.
And I believe Crystal sent me that and she's very smart.
Like, what's a tried and true that will never, ever?
Because it's hard to bust through the noise. Every day there's a new palette out. There's a new fucking foundation line. There's something.
At the top of my head, mascara.
Yeah.
I have my favorites from mascaras. My favorite is the Milk Kush mascara.
Yes. Well, that's been out for years
but
now.
But that's been out for years.
Yes.
But before that, mascara, once you have the right formula, you can try all the new ones, but once you find the one,
right.
you just find yourself
You're
always
right.
going back.
And it's so hard to not go, everyone's talking about this one, I'm going to try it. But then you get it and you're like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I think, immediately what comes to mind is mascara.
Yeah.
Because skincare will always, we're always trying new things, but like.
Have you tried any of the new big crazy mascaras? Do you remember that? I mean, I know you don't, you're cruelty free, so you probably didn't use that. Maybelline, is it Sky High? That was huge on TikTok this summer.
No.
Yeah.
No. I just started buying CoverGirl.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, is the shelves good?
Right. Like CoverGirl is great.
CoverGirl's beautiful.
And I love that they have such good prices and they're available for everybody.
I used their All Day lipstick today. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Happy with it. That red in that photo you showed me?
Budge.
That red you showed me? Oh, yeah. That's... Just so y'all know, Edwin did a big job today, and I did get some sneak peek photos, and we're not going to tell you who they were.
I was genuinely impressed because, I don't know if anybody remembers, MAC used to have these Pro Longwear lipsticks that were double-sided.
Yeah.
For a while, everybody had longwear lipsticks mm-hmm. that were double-sided. One side was the color, and the other
yes,
side was the gloss.
It was like the sealer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very that.
Wow.
One side was the color, but the other side wasn't a gloss. It was a balm.
What a concept to nourish your fucking lips.
A thought. Concept. Because I felt with gloss is a lot more wet. And
yes.
it does compromise the consistency of what's
the color.
Underneath it.
Yeah.
This balm, it really...
Was balm?
It took about... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The balm was balm.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 6 hours of wear for me to even begin to notice it flaking around
wow.
the center. And then
hear
I was just
that,
like...
everybody?
I'll take that.
Yes.
I'll take that. And it looked like it felt nice. And then... I asked her, I was just like, girl, have you ever used these before? She's like, have I used them? I don't put these down. They're so good.
Wow.
So I'm really loving the all day.
Was that her product?
No, that was, I bought it. And by I bought it, I mean I sent out Kyle last night.
That's a real one.
And he was just like, what do you need? And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
I need this formula.
Here's my goodie list.
I need this formula of lipstick. Show me some nudes. Show me some corals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really, lip colors, mascaras, those are some of the things that like, if it works for you, you'll always go back to it. There's probably a lipstick shade that you're like, oh gosh, I would kill to have that. Or you could go back to it any day now.
Yes. There was this frosty brown Revlon that I wore in seventh grade, and I really have never been able to find it back.
A frosty brown.
Yeah. I love those frosties. We were just talking about it.
I'm sure they're out there. I need more frosted lipsticks in front of my face.
Don't you think a frosted brown would look so good on me?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to find one. If any honey knows of a frosted brown, you call me.
We're putting it out there.
We're putting
it out
there.
We need a frosted.
Please.
Now, do we need like a frosted brown with like a bronze or gold shift?
See.
Or do you want like a frosted?
This one had a silver.
Silver
shift. It was like
a chocolate. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, it was a chocolate brown with a silver shift, and it was magical.
That's what I'm missing right now. I'm seeing a lot of shifts,
but
I'm seeing
bronze.
A lot of bronze and
I want a
gold.
Silver. With
I need
chocolate
a
brown.
Silver or a diamond shift.
Yes.
I need to look at it and be like, wow,
and
wow, wow.
That would truly look so pretty on all skin tones too.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I have to start a makeup company.
Listen,
we'll see what happens.
I'll help you.
Okay. Next question. Also a fun one. What are some future trends you anticipate? What are some current trends that you hope will die out quickly? What even is a trend right now? Are you seeing anything shifting towards a trend, or is there a trend that's starting that you're noticing music videos? I know you've done a lot of really sexy pop star music videos. And you've
I feel
seen
like
some
we've gone through
shit.
Like at least three trends in quarantine alone. Mm-hmm. So I feel like going into quarantine, we were feeling a euphoria fantasy,
yes.
which I think will be felt for years to
and
come.
And by that, what do you mean? Bright colors,
I'm
glitters.
I'm talking about glitters.
Kind of geometric shapes.
Crystals. Face lace appliques that allow you to just get that perfect wing liner no matter what. Because it's just a little sticker and you pop it
on. Doesn't House make those?
House has a collaboration with Phyllis Cohen,
there
who makes
go.
Face lace.
There
that
you
is
go.
Correct. But so does Donny Davy, who is the department head for Euphoria.
There you go.
She actually had pieces made that looked like the ones that she used in the show. And they look so incredible.
Yeah.
I need to buy them. And she is an incredible makeup artist. If you do love the show Euphoria, Donny Davy, just follow her on Instagram and see how she creates. It's just really, really, really beautiful.
It must be so hard to make Zendaya look beautiful. You know what I mean?
She probably wakes up so early in the morning.
So much work to be done.
And just like grinds skincare in for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then
a lot of powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I look at Zendaya and I just think, woof.
Yeah.
No, are you?
She's so beautiful.
Kidding?
It
she's
hurts
one of those
me.
Beautiful
and,
people.
And
on
all I've
Earth.
Heard is that she's the nicest and kindest.
I hate to hear it.
I know.
Spit on me. Spit on me. You're so hot.
And you know,
hot.
She's dating Spider-Man now. They got caught
I
making out. Are you joking?
So
are you joking?
Hard.
I know. It's too good.
He has manifested
it's
this
too good.
Years.
Yes.
And he secured the bag.
I mean, honey, when he did the Rihanna song, that was it for me.
I was,
that's all I needed
I was
to see.
On the fence. I was a little on the fence, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Tom Holland, I was just like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
He's another Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he did
when he came out in that outfit, tiny,
and he said,
with
I'm
the
giving
water
you choreography.
Yes, I'm giving you water, honey. I'm giving you outfit. I'm giving you wardrobe, honey.
Zendaya sat there, cracked.
And
cracked.
The pussy, honey.
She was just like, wow, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Yeah. And hers was good, but what's that show called? Lip Sync Battle.
Lip Sync Battle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They might as well have canceled it after that episode.
I don't know.
Will never be anybody that did it. And remember when Channing Tatum had Beyonce come out? No, that was good. But Tom Holland took it to a level, honey.
He took it to another level.
That canceled it. It's done. The show will never be better than that. It was incredible.
How are you going to invite Beyonce on stage when you look like a prick?
Right.
I'm like, why invite the comparison?
Yeah.
If I was doing a Beyonce number, guess who I would not be inviting
Beyonce.
On stage?
Why I would make sure she was in another country.
I need to see her geotag
yes,
in
exactly.
another country before I'm willing to perform
right.
Beyonce.
Right.
Like,
and you know what else I heard?
What?
this is tea and this is real. And I will keep this in because somebody I knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who worked on that show. They had to pay her like her full rate just to get her to show up. And it was like a ton of fucking money.
Listen,
and she literally was like, I'll show up and I'll leave. And they paid her whatever, like 85,000, whatever it was, they paid her.
It's a ridiculous, good for her.
Yeah. Oh, no, honey.
I'm not mad at that.
No. She earned that. I'm just saying, Beyoncé doesn't do shit for free, and we should all take that model. We should all take some of that.
Not only did Beyoncé get her day rate, they also are paying for the fucking rights to that music.
That's true.
She got her check on the front end and the back end.
And that is what we should all aspire to in our level.
Passive income.
Business. Yes,
passive
honey.
Income.
Mailbox
the
money,
American
honey.
American dream.
Mailbox money, honey. Mailbox money. You're right. I should have turned my mic down because I know I peaked during that.
Honey, I peaked in high school, so we're fine.
So did I. Okay. Or when I was setting up the equipment, I was like, oh, this will be fine. Edwin's like, no, I think you should turn it down.
I think I was like, I think mine's going to be fine, but you might want to check your levels.
Yeah. You know what? This will be a job for the engineer, which famously is also me. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Next question. It feels like this from Lauren. It feels like the cost of products continue to increase. What are some luxury products worth the price tag? Very interesting question. What's worth the money, honey?
What's worth the money?
What's that one you were talking about earlier? Defee?
Ritual Defee. Yeah, yeah. I love Ritual Defee products.
Because they ain't cheap. Tatcha ain't cheap.
They ain't cheap. Tatcha, to me, worth the money. Because Tatcha, though it's pricey, is not as pricey as, say, a La Mer,
right,
or a La Prairie.
And La Mer ain't worth it.
There's the pricey that you're just like, why don't you just...
It's offensive.
Why don't you just kick me in the fucking face?
Yeah, yeah.
And then charge me $300.
Right.
Like, there's
that kind
of... Why don't
you slap me on the ground?
Truly.
And
like,
steal my wallet.
I think Tatcha, though, it's a higher price point. In the world of skincare and department stores, it's the lesser of so many evils. And if you're at a department store... I almost feel like people wouldn't even want to sell Tatcha at a department store because the price point is lower than, say, a La Prairie or a La Mer. Everybody's trying to sell the freaking highest thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, 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 no. That, I feel like, is totally worth the price. Fragrance, to me, it's always worth the price.
Yeah.
Fragrance is something that enters a room before you do sometimes. And it's...
When you were here, you were the one who told me about cocaine scent.
Baby, and
remember
I still
that?
Wear that cocaine scent till this day.
Yeah.
And you smell it, and hopefully you think of me. Like,
and if you don't know what that is, you have to listen to Edwin's first episode of Match Butte, which was
Sorry
in 2018, I believe. So go back
gosh.
In time, sweetie.
Yeah.
Look that up. It's called Cocaine Scents with Edwin Momsen. Yes.
Yes. And I still use that one. I still use Dead Cool products. I really love, 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 love what they've been doing in quarantine. They now make body wash my favorite smell. Or, sorry,
oh,
not body
that's
wash.
Nice.
I think they've made body wash before. No, they now make laundry detergent in my favorite smell, plus car air freshener.
Oh
my
gosh, smell. They've got you covered.
Baby, they're like, what do you want to smell like forever and always?
Yeah.
And we've got you. And I love a female-owned business.
Yes. Good to know.
Listen.
Check out Dead Cool, everybody.
But what was the question?
I think you answered it.
No, I think I did answer it. Cool, cool, cool.
This is a question that has come up a lot on Natch Butte. What looks, et cetera, do you recommend that can withstand sweaty, sunny months? My face looks like a melting candle by 1 p.m. every day in New York City summer. When I'm in New York, I sweat from places I didn't even know I had. It is a moist situation.
So it depends on who the person is, right?
Yeah.
If somebody has a generally clear complexion and you maybe only have to spot correct and just do a little bit of concealer here, a little bit here, there... I always say, if you can go without foundation, go without foundation. Because that's the first thing you're going to sweat off.
Yeah.
And if you have great skin and then your foundation is just falling off for the heck of it because it's so hot out, that shows. Whereas if you just didn't wear a foundation in the first place and instead wore some waterproof products like eyeliner, maybe a mascara that you know is like a tubular mascara and it's not going to smudge. You can wear long wear products that you know are going to perform well and maybe not necessarily go as crazy on yep. the skin, because I feel like
that makes sense.
Skin, if you already know it's going to melt off, don't set yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, mm-hmm. okay, well then I got to work on my skin. Yeah. I got to get my skin to where I feel comfortable wearing it with a little less makeup. Plus yeah. let your skin breathe.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear foundation every day. Like most people don't wear foundation every day. And lately I find myself using a lot less foundation than I have necessarily in the past, because skin needs a moment.
Yes.
Skin needs a moment. So
you're saying this is more on the hot days, which is interesting, because I feel like my instinct would be to like do more foundation in order to...
If that's not an option,
yeah.
If you're somebody who struggles with skin, like yeah. I did when I was in high school,
yeah.
If that's not an option, then get a product that you know is going to fucking shellac, honey.
Yeah.
Get something that you know you can. And I like to, when I apply, if I need something to last a long time, I kind of work in light layers. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing like a thick layer, like when I see people on Instagram with the droppers dripping it on their face and like getting it all over and then rubbing it in, and it looks.
I can't believe those TikTok girls. They literally pour an entire foundation bottle on their face. And I'm like, first of all, honey, who's paying your bills? Your parents? I'm not pouring out my damn foundation.
First
like
off,
that.
You're just wasting money.
Yes.
Second off, you're contaminating your product by touching it to your skin.
Yeah.
For what? The gram?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
For the gram, yeah.
Just put it on. Do yourself a fucking favor.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on your face, buy yourself a little glass bowl, a little glass ashtray, something that gets non-porous, can be wiped clean easily. Put your product.
Or an old CD.
Mm-hmm. Put your product on that,
yes.
and then you're not going to waste as much of it by just throwing it all over your skin or right. working it into your brush.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money. If you pump foundation into a beauty blender, I know you're rich.
That's true.
Because half of it just absorbs into it.
Yeah.
No.
Waste.
Put it on your face with your, fingers are the best blenders and they're free.
Yeah.
Put it on your face, rub it, and then go in with a beauty blender and just use the beauty blender for, and I don't even use a beauty blender. I love your beauty blender, but I can't pay $20 for everybody.
Yeah. You're on those real techniques, right?
I'm on that Miss A. $1.55.
Miss A.
$1.55 a sponge. And I buy them in 12 packs.
Wow. Where do you get them?
Online.
Okay.
And they're created in Asia, but their distribution center is here. So yeah. you do get them like within a week, but you would not know the difference truly between
Shit.
That and most. I mean, it's $1.55, and 55 of those $1.55 go to pets. So they're
well,
like,
that seems
so
nice.
Yeah, it goes to animals. And
well,
I'm just like, okay,
nice.
We'll take that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those I buy them in bulk. And I'm just like,
this episode guide's going to take me hours with all these products. But that's good.
Love
Donnie's
you.
Love it.
Donnie's you could just text me. I got.
Oh, no, I got
I'm
it.
Getting a tooth pulled tomorrow, so I'll have time.
Oh, nice. Okay, we have three more Honey's questions, and I'll let you leave.
Listen.
Edwin's had a long day, and he's killing it. Okay, this is from Lori. It says, this might be basic, but what products and techniques work to create a cat eye for the very beginner? I know practice is important, but where do I start? I still can't get my damn cat eye right.
Here's the thing. Everybody's going to have a day where they can't do a cat eye.
Yes. Even you, Edwin?
Constantly. Oh, I have wow. had days where I'm just like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
This isn't working.
Yeah.
And I have to go back to the drawing board. It's part of life.
Yes.
A lot of it is trial and error. A lot of it is like, just trying and doing it daily, and then you'll get in a habit of like, this is my swoosh, this is my
yes.
eye shape. I will get there. But until you know how to do your eye shape, I say the best thing you could do is sit in front of a mirror,
mm-hmm.
look at that mirror square in the face, and think about, just try to visualize on yourself what you want that eyeliner to look like
mm-hmm.
and what that means for you. So look at yourself in the mirror and be like, all right, I want my wing to end at around here where my brow ends,
yeah.
for example.
Mm-hmm.
So then you just do a little tick.
A line.
And then yeah. you connect it.
Okay.
You with your eye open and relax how it's generally going to be, because as much as I'd love to believe we all walk around with our eyes closed and getting that Instagram IG angle so you can get that wing liner,
right.
nobody does that.
Yeah.
You have to know what it looks like when you're talking to somebody, when you're interacting
right.
with somebody, or when you're looking at somebody. So look at the mirror the way you would look at somebody else, and figure out exactly where you want your eyeliner to end and which way you want it to angle, and then fill in the paint in the blanks after that. That will make it so
That's
much easier.
That's actually a really good tip, because I feel like I just do a full one, and then over here I go, all right, we're going to try to do what I did on the other side.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it never is the same.
Oh.
Honey,
and that's another thing.
One's going north, one's going
start
south.
Start
honey.
With your bad side.
Oh, yes.
It's so easy to start with the good side.
Right.
And you're like, done.
Look how easy that was with my right hand.
My Ariana.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you look at the other side and you're like, wow, okay. So
that
was a
failure.
That didn't
work out. Yeah.
So it's start with your bad side.
Yes.
And just be like, all right, I can match that on this side. Because you have.
Oh, because I start with the good side because I'm like, oh, look how good I did.
Start with the side with worst dexterity and then try to match.
The left is always.
Try to match it with a good dexterity on the other side. Yeah.
And like, it's just easier on this side of my head.
Start with the difficult side and then the other side's going to be a cakewalk.
Wow. Yeah. This is good intel.
And I have to do that like with myself. When I do somebody's, I start with their right eye, my left, because I'm right-handed.
Yes.
So I'm like, ugh, let me start with this side so yes. I know I can match it on the other side. Because it's a lot easier to do that than try to match something you did with your good side on your good hand.
Man, I've been going about this all wrong. I'm going to start with my bad side next time. I think I asked you this already. How do you think the pandemic changed / will change makeup wearing going forward?
Lipstick has been a hard sell in the panty.
Yes, honey. Those sales weren't high.
Lipstick has been a hard sell
in the
panty.
But do you think it's picking up? Because I feel like lately I've been clicking and colors are out.
It's picking up because we can wear it again. Yes. And we're like, wow, you can see lipsticks.
You know that Restylane ran out. Everybody was pumping it in their lips in the past couple of months.
Baby. My Botox ran out and I'm mad about it still.
Yeah.
Like
Botox too. They said, I read an article that said more Botox was injected in April than like ever.
Oh my.
It was it's called the Botox boom.
Wow.
Because everybody's staring themselves at the damn Zoom all day being like, I don't want that.
So if you look at your face long enough or just you're at home with your face long enough, you're just like, wow. Here's where I need to change.
And
like,
it's really just the unflattering Zoom. We're all perfect and beautiful. But the Zoom can really bum you out.
That's why you don't catch me on a Zoom call in bad light.
Yeah. Honey, you see this Glamcore mirror? That's what I was Zooming
Guess
with
Guess what
every
I
day.
Zoom with? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
I'm like, bad light in my house?
I don't know her.
No, ma'am.
No.
No. I feel like lipsticks were a hard sell in the pandemic. What I saw a lot of people doing, liners, graphic liners in bold, fun colors, glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Little stick-ons and just different ways you can ornament and accent your face. Mm-hmm. I felt were really fun. Truly.
Eyebrows were bigger than ever, we could argue.
Oh my gosh. Eyebrows. And just.
Do you think the skinny eyebrows are coming back or no? Because I've heard some things and that's terrifying to me. I don't want that to happen.
There's a possibility skinny eyebrows might come back.
I don't want that.
Don't.
You know how hard I've worked to even get what I have?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
You look older with skinny eyebrows.
I would do skinny eyebrows, but I would sooner block out somebody's eyebrows with glue and paint on a skinny brow
than
just
to actually
shave
give them a real
actual
one.
Eyebrow.
Yeah.
So before you think about taking a freaking tweezer to your brow and just having at it, know that decision could be permanent.
Yes.
And think about why
Learn
don't I just spend
Mama Jackie's mistakes.
Look at everybody with the sperm brows and say, not me.
How did Lauren Adams grow hers back? That's what I want to know. Hers are so big
Witchcraft.
And luscious.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Some people
Lauren
make
Adam,
deals with the devil and give me his number.
Listen, I can give him a firstborn male.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm willing to negotiate.
I mean, how do you think I got this house? Honey.
Wait, I can get me a house?
We have to negotiate. Yeah. Rumpelstiltskin is my name, you know? Okay, Edwin, I have the last question for you from another Carrie. What kind of powder do you recommend for daily use? I feel like I miss that quote-unquote dewy look of just applied makeup, but then if I don't use powder, my makeup comes off so quickly, it wasn't worth it. Good question. I've only recently started setting like my under eye with powder. Wow, why wasn't I doing that before? But what powder do we use? Does it matter? Do we need an expensive one? What are we using?
I like a finely milled powder.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's about the quality of the powder and how finely milled it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tatcha has a powder.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah. There's silk one?
Yes.
Okay.
Super finely milled. It basically, the thicker a powder feels and the more coarse it feels, the more likely it is to settle into lines.
And there's also now full coverage powders. I've been seeing those on TikTok.
Here's the thing. Full coverage powders have been around forever.
Yeah, they're like I Love Lucy wore that shit.
They have a renaissance every like 5 to 10 years because everybody forgets.
They're hard, yeah.
I love powder foundations. It's not for everybody.
No,
if you're dry.
I would never.
If you're dry, that's like adding insult to injury.
But also like hair. Like my mustache is fully out.
Yeah.
Every hair does. Is coated in powder.
Yeah.
That's not what I want, Edward.
Something that happens. No, you got to.
I don't need that.
You got a dermaplane or take a little tinkle to
Honey, we do, but every once in a while we forget. And then you get reminded when you look in the rearview mirror, you're about to leave and go to the party. And you're like, oh, hi, I've got a mustache.
But I believe everybody should have a foundation powder, and let me tell you why.
Oh, wow. Okay. Famously.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen.
This is why you're here.
If you can afford to have a translucent powder and a foundation powder, do it.
Okay.
I use a translucent to set under eye.
Yeah.
And I'll use a translucent all over. If I achieve the coverage that I want to achieve and I want to lock that in, I'll use it all over.
Yeah.
But if I didn't get enough coverage for my foundation or I said to myself, hey, it's going to be hot out today.
Yeah.
I'm going to sweat this motherfucker off.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a little bit of concealer. And then a powder foundation, because that stays a little more locked in. You could do a cover. Like, you can powder foundation on top of your foundation to either build up more coverage or use it to really set it in. But the reason I like carrying a powder foundation for touch-ups is you could rub your nose.
Nose has no makeup on it within 5 minutes of me doing my makeup.
You and everybody else.
Yeah.
So a powder foundation would literally just replace the foundation that came off your nose.
Well, which one do you like?
I've been using the Smashbox ones.
Okay.
Wait, don't have a powder foundation that I love at the moment because
the kids on TikTok have been really selling them to me. I don't know anything off the top of my head. I can't remember. They all freaking blend together.
I think
for they are big right now.
I think for personal use, get a powder foundation for yourself. For kit use, I would have to carry 40 powder foundation in order for me to be able to actually use a foundation or like a powder foundation without just getting 10 shades. Does Charlotte Tilbury have one?
Probably. That makes sense. That sounds familiar.
Any powder from Charlotte Tilbury, I trust.
Yes.
Because hers tend to be talc-free or low on talc, and they tend to just airbrush.
Yeah. Do you like a no talc?
I tend to like a no talc powder.
Because don't all the kind of cheaper ones have talc, like the Elf and the NYX and all those?
It's because it's a cheaper ingredient. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you know you have sensitive skin, if you know that talc is just something you want to avoid, if you can avoid talc, just avoid it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not doing anything for anybody.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to have so much of it in your product. If it's one of the top ingredients, drop it.
Yeah. Okay. Drop it like
but
it's
like,
hot.
But if you can get a good powder foundations are going to be coming in hot. I think that's going to be coming in hot because.
No, like I said, I see it on TikTok all the time.
And most powder foundations can be used wet or dry, meaning you can use a dry sponge and put it on, or you can use a wet sponge and build up that coverage and put it
on. Wow. I'm so curious if that would do anything for me.
Lancôme's had wet dry powders for years.
Yeah. Like, I used to use them back in
the day. A powder foundation can really like make or break a look, especially when you're like doing a midday touch up. So I would say if you can get a little powder foundation, try them out. Powder foundations are the easiest thing to get swatched for because you literally get a sponge and you swatch it.
And guess what? Great. I don't think the samplers – I don't think you're going to be able to sample everything anymore. That's something that COVID has taken from
Kiss
us.
Kiss that goodbye.
Ulta and Sephora, sorry, we're out.
I'm a little glad for
it. Oh, yeah. Are you joking?
I'm a little glad for
it. It's really, truly, in theory, disgusting because you don't know what somebody did before you got there.
Well, when you go to an environment like Sephora or Ulta where – not every bay or not every brand has a representative.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult to keep just quality control over that. Whereas if you go up to a counter with representatives of that brand, I used to shave my lipsticks twice a day and file them to a perfect little point. So you just looked at that lipstick and you're like, I want to try that bitch on. Like would shave my lipsticks down to a perfect point. And then
when you were on the retail floor.
Yeah. And then before I'd applied it, I would in front of somebody spray it with alcohol, spray the whole tube, do that. Then there's a procedure.
Yes.
There's definitely ways to sanitize your products. A lot of that doesn't come from shopping independently, which I understand for a lot of people, it can be a bit of the stress of going into a department store. But once you find somebody that you vibe with at a department store, run with that.
Yes. Because you can trust that they're not going to give you a lipstick with dirty hair stuck in it or whatever.
Ugh. Yeah, because nobody wants – here's the deal. If you're looking at somebody and they're like, I want to try that on, don't try it on. Most of these cosmetics are – they are cleaned and people do their best.
Well, no.
But at the end of the
day,
you're not always there.
No.
And I have seen atrocities.
I've done it.
I
went to that – you know that Sephora on the Vegas Strip? I've done some things I'm not proud of in there.
You went to that Sephora?
Listen, I was stoned and I wanted to look good. What do you do?
Yeah.
We do what we have to do, Edwin. Yeah, no,
listen. We've all done
worse. R.I.P. testers.
Well, I actually think R.I.P. testers might be a thing, mm-hmm. but that might mean bring it on down samples. Because yes. at the end of the day, these companies are paying for every one of these tester bottles. Yes. Everyone, like that product is not just free product. They right. do have to expense that. They do have to pay for that. They do have to create the product to go in there. And it's possible they may say, all right, instead of having a physical tester, let's instead make a sample, like make samples of every yeah. shade. And then instead of having somebody try our tester, we just give them a sample and we send them home with it.
Right.
Sampling programs for the most part work, because when I was behind the counter, if somebody wanted samples, I'm like, how many you want, girl? Let's go.
Right.
Because if you love a product, you will treat yourself yes. to that product. But if you don't, you just saved yourself 40 to that's 60 true. Bucks.
And like, you saved somebody returning it if they didn't like it.
That's really
and
where
that's annoying.
That's
too.
Where there's a lot of waste in the industry is
right.
returns. People
yes.
do a lot of returns. They buy something they know they're only going to use for a weekend and then they return it.
Right.
I get it. Because if a product truly doesn't work with you, I don't think you should live with it. And I don't
right.
think you should have to pay for it. That's one thing.
Right.
But there are people that just do this like to get their makeup done yes. for the weekend and then they just return it on yeah. Monday after the fact.
Everybody be nice.
Yeah. That stuff gets tossed.
Yeah.
And it gets tossed. We can't donate it. We can't do anything with it. That's now, would you want somebody to resell you that? No.
Yeah.
So that's gone. So I think they're going to lean more towards sample. Maybe they will lean more towards sample.
You know what?
Sampling.
I want a sample of a damn chocolate brown lipstick with a silver frost. That's what I want, Edwin.
I think we should make you a custom lipstick.
I'm around.
Let's do it.
I'm around. You know where I am. I'm going to be in my house building my bidet. Unpacking my boxes. I'm here.
I went to the Bite Lip Bar in New York mm-hmm. and I had a fabulous time.
I've still never done that, which is insane.
I had a fabulous time.
Do you think I could do a chocolate lip with a silver frost?
Here's where I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
Because when I went to Bite, they didn't have a ton of frosts
right.
or a ton of metallics.
Yeah.
But she did have a stash and she's like, listen, at an official capacity, you can't get this lipstick reproduced, but we're having a good time. So I'm going to throw some glitter in this motherfucker. And I was cool with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, you know I would have a good time.
So maybe I'll just sneak some... Maybe I'll go with you and just sneak some glitter and be like, can you just throw that into the mix, baby?
Well, I'll pay.
Yeah.
Honey,
no,
I'm a paying customer.
And that's what I said. I'm like, I'll pay for... Give me...
Upcharge me, honey.
All that.
I'll upcharge you for that.
All
guy.
That. I think we'll see some more frosted lips and more frosted lids pretty soon. So, like, I think they'll...
Oh, my God. I could use that as an eyeshadow, too.
A lipstick? You could, but, like...
You don't think I should? I just feel like a frost, like a matching eye and lip frost would be a moment.
That is a moment, but I don't want to put lipstick on the eye unless I absolutely have
okay.
to.
Okay.
You know what
Listen,
I mean?
Listen, you're the pro. I'm glad you reined
you know
me in.
I mean?
I was getting overstimulated.
I love a 2-in-1, yeah. but I know a lot of liquid lipsticks. People use
eye
them
safe.
As eyeliners
yeah.
and they're eye safe.
Well,
as long as you make sure it's eye safe, it's all kosher.
Right.
Because like,
all I'm saying is I'm seeing a look in my eyes. I'm seeing a look.
I think we should make this lipstick happen, and then we'll just show the honeys.
Yes.
Bite.
Call us, please.
Call us.
Answer like, those messages.
We'd like to come in and make some lipstick.
Is there one in LA now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There's one. At least there was one pre-shutdown.
Pre-COVID, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but oh, my God, it was so much fun.
Okay, I'm going.
Let's go.
I know. I why have I not gone? It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I'm Natch Butte.
You know what? There's other places as well. There's
yeah.
a lot of places in LA where you can get custom blended makeup. And I do want to check more of those out. So maybe we can do that.
Good. I need a chocolate brown with a silver frost.
Also, if you're at home, you can custom blend anything you want. If you
have
you have loose eyeshadow or eyeshadow pigments, just make sure they're cosmetic grade, like pigments and eyeshadow. But like, just mix that into anything. I mixed those into the other day on set. I was mixing it into gloss, and I was like, "Honey, I'm making you a custom lip gloss right here. Let's go." Because why not?
I mean, I'm gonna get my old CD book out and use a CD
to mix product.
Make me a Bob Ross palette.
I'm telling, we'll do
I'm
it.
I'm doing it. It's happening.
Let's get ready and we'll use CD palettes.
Yes.
I have some at home.
Good. I can't wait. I don't own any more CDs. I gave my friend my entire book of CDs a few years ago and I deeply regret it.
I would regret it if I were you too.
No, I know she threw them out because she probably was like, oh, why do I have
these? I love physical media And that's why I have no room in my apartment.
I know. I should have kept it. But I love physical media. I had all these mix CDs that like guys made me in high school and college and shit.
If ever your Wi-Fi is down, come on over, baby. Yeah. Because that's why I always keep mixed media. Because yes. Kyle
we
and
can't
I,
rely on Wi-Fi alone in this world.
I mean, we can't. I do because I need that for my thermostat and my lighting.
Yes.
But there are times when you're just like, I just want to be able to physically insert a disc and see a product without having to use my internet speed.
Wow. Goals. Edwin, tell everybody where we can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram.
You're pretty elusive on the internet these days.
I am the absolute worst, but I do check the DMs as often as I can. And I do check my message requests as often as I can. So I'm not a complete jerk. I'd love to be one of those people that can talk about myself and post about my work all day, every day. I am not.
We respect. But you are available if any honeys live locally.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Honey, if you got the check, Edwin will be there.
We could do makeup lessons. Like, I love a makeup lesson. If you are able to, if you have a birthday coming up and you just want to treat yourself, like, a makeup lesson is so much fun because you can sit there, you can go to a counter, you can get your makeup done. You may or may not take something away from it, and then you may or may not use the products that you purchased.
Yeah.
Like, a lesson, sitting down with somebody who is figuring out your face specifically and making it make sense to you, I think can be a great confidence boost.
What if at one point we do one of those like master classes like Mario and Kim did, but it's me and you?
Yes.
That would be so fun.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
We've brought it up before and I'm down.
We can rent out something.
I think I can do a demo. And then I think since you're practicing your application skills, we can get you a model and you can.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I do a honey's makeup?
We can each do a honey. Do we have any twin honeys?
Oh, of course we do. I'll make my dad and my uncle do it.
Let's put him there in drag. We go. Let's put him in drag. I got some yank tape in the car.
You're going to need a lot.
Hey.
They're almost 70.
And?
I'm just saying.
The easier to tie it all back.
That's what I'm saying. Yank it back, honey.
Listen, you won't catch me without a yank over the age of 50 on television.
Lofted talked about that on Attribute.
I have seen him do yanks and it is entrancing.
Yeah.
It is entrancing. I am just now pulling.
Someday I want to get that.
I'm just now pulling into the yank station.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time. Yeah. Still figuring out hiding angles things and angles. Mm-hmm. It can get scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love them.
You love a good yank.
Well, if that's the effect you want. And that's just it. If you want to look like your favorite Instagram person who has like their skin pulled so tight they could hardly blink.
Yeah, that's a mood.
Before you go out and get fillers, do a...
Get a yank.
Get a yank. Try some little tape and pull it back and just be like, oh, wow, I do look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you take it off for the night. It's costume.
It's not
permanent and you don't have to get it dissolved.
That's right. Good tip, everybody. Get that tape. Okay, Edwin, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was
me.
Incredible. You answered all the honey's questions very thoroughly and thoughtfully. We respect it and we thank you.
Anytime. I will gladly show up for the honey's.
I know you will. Okay, thank you, everybody, for listening. If you've been enjoying Attribute, maybe leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
We love reviews. Can.
I haven't asked for one in a long time. I decided I'm going to start doing that.
Hey, and 5 stars only. Don't give me... Right. Don't, no. And
right. I respect that too.
Yeah,
because truly don't... Yeah. Yeah. I hear that.
It costs zero monies to put a 5-star review.
That's true.
And a couple words.
And they charge you if you leave a 1-star. I don't know if you know that. You will be getting a bill from Apple, so don't try it.
Sorry.
Yep, that's the rules. I don't make them.
Dem's the rules.
That's true.
Sorry.
And I also want to say that if you want to know every product that Edwin discussed on the show and you don't know how to find them, Attribute.com, every episode I post one on the website, so there will be a guide there, Attribute.com, there will be
I'm telling you, everyone, use these darn guides. I find myself referring back to your episode guides.
I do them all the
time.
To
see what I talk about.
There's a search bar.
On the episodes that
I've
been on.
There's a search bar, honey. I type in Edwin. It will pull up all the episodes I've ever been on. I can click on each one. I mean, it's great.
It's just so great. Like, just to be like, oh, great. We talked about that once.
Yes. Thank you. It is a resource. It is there.
Use it. Use it or lose it. Because it's a lot of fucking work.
I still get people DMing me and things. I famously don't answer DMs. You have to email me, Jackie@Nashby.com. You know, hey, Jackie, what was this blank, blank, blank you mentioned? I'm sorry, I can't answer you. Yeah. Go to Nashby.com. They're all there.
Yeah.
They're all there. Okay, thank you, Edwin. You deserve to be happy. You're talking to you. Don't give me your neck.
Everyone deserves to be happy.
That's true. And Edwin, do you cream your neck?
I cream it all day.